Now, for those of you who didn't notice from my hair, I am recently divorced. And COVID is a crazy time to be single. I am so glad we're back in action. We've got shows, we've got bars, even creepy dudes are out. It's great. Yeah, this time around they're like, hey, and I'm like, yes! Let's build a life together. I am so lonely. If you touch my arm, I will marry you. As dudes started backing up, I'm like, oh my God, COVID has made me so needy. I'm freaking out catcallers. I started this shutdown alone in an apartment in San Francisco, and I'm an extrovert, so I got so depressed. It was awful. On a whim, I just moved to Las Vegas. I had no idea if I would feel better. I was like, I think I might just be sad in different scenery. But then I got here, and everything was open, and it turns out I just needed eyelash extensions. I'm like, I can get my hair done, my nails, you know what? If I die of COVID, please put me in an open casket. I've never looked better. And everything's so fun here. I started going out all the time. I met the best people. And then in, I guess, very unsurprising news, I did get COVID. The science is correct. The contagious disease is contagious. And I don't know how many of you had COVID, but when you get it, you have to make all these uncomfortable phone calls to people you've been around. And you're like, hey, I'm so sorry, we were out at dinner, and hey, we were in an elevator, and I sat on your face and licked you, and... However, there is one highlight to those phone calls, and that is no one is more excited to hear they've been exposed to COVID than a guy who's scared you're calling to tell him that you're pregnant. That dude is stoked. He's like, COVID? Just COVID? Hell yeah. I'm like, that's right, man. What I have is already 19. We're good. But it's a crazy time to be newly single. The last time I was single is before my flip phone had photo capabilities. So everything's really different now. I'd never done any dating apps, and my gay guy friend was like, you have to be on the apps. I'll set you up and get you started. And I'm like, oh my God, that's awesome, because he knows what he's doing. He's on Grindr. I didn't know what that meant until I saw all the insane messages he sent for my account. He wrote to this hot guy named Luke. He's like, hi, I like eating almonds, but I'll take alternative nuts. And then Luke wrote back to me and said, hi, are you hungry right now? Is this dating? Is this it? This is terrifying. I'm not ready for this. Honestly, this makes me miss my husband's ED.
Air Up makes water tasty by scent, because 80% of taste happens in your nose. It's what science...
That joke works way better than his dick, so I'm good. I went to Colorado and I met this super hot guy, and then he told me he was a cop, and I'm like, oh no. Not like because of politics, just all the cocaine. And so I'm like, you know what? He looks amazing, he's just not my type. Then I saw his dick and I was like, whoa, new type. That's so crazy. And he was wild. We were hooking up and we broke the bed. Then he fixed the bed. Then I came so hard. Because I've been living in San Francisco, so I've never seen a man fix something before. That shit is hot. And I got back to San Francisco, he wanted to send me a dick pic, and I had never received a dick pic before, and here's why. One of the first dates I ever went on, it was really good. I went through all this guy's pictures. The last picture he posted, it was a screenshot of his credit score. And it was 828. That's amazing. 828, I'll tell you this much, every responsible woman in here is wet right now, okay? I couldn't swipe. It wasn't even a swipe. I almost blew out my shoulder. I was just like, yeah, Bruce, I want to see your apartment. And I couldn't stop talking about him. So no one was sending me dick pics. Everyone started sending me their credit scores. I got all of them. My friend Tim sent me a 620. I'm like, Tim, I'm going to call your parents. I would be leaving shows. Guys were like, 785. I'm like, I don't get horny till the 800s. So when this guy wanted to send me a dick pic, I was like, this is so exciting. And then he sent it, and it was terrible. First of all, his face was in the picture. I'm like, hey, man, that's not what we're here for. And it was terrible lighting and lots of clutter, and he was sitting in a Circle K parking lot. I'm like, I'm not into this. All I could do with that was send it to my gay guy friends to make fun of him. And so when 2020 hit, I know you guys may not know, but we had a couple pandemics going on. We had coronavirus, and we had a dick pic pandemic. Because every man with COVID had nothing to do but sit there all day long and shoot out dick pics. So this guy found me on Instagram, and he sent me a disappearing message in my messages. And I'd never gotten one of these before. And I was like, okay, his picture's going to be awful, but it's disappearing, and I need to be able to make fun of him. So when I opened it, I screenshot it. And what no one told me when I became single is that Instagram is a goddamn snitch. It told him that I screenshot it. It was so embarrassing, I just turned off my phone like that would make it go away. And a week later, he sent me another picture, and I'm like, I know I can't screenshot this, but I've learned about screen recordings. You can record everything you do on your phone, I'll get a copy of it, and I can make fun of him. And it turns out Instagram told him that too. It's not even the same application. I didn't know I needed to hire an engineer to be single. And he said, hey, no screenshots. And because I'm an adult, I was like, I'm not. I didn't know how to be like, hey, don't worry, I'm not a creep. I'm just an asshole, you know? And the crazy thing is, this guy has sent me another picture. And it is in my inbox right now. And under no circumstances am I going to screenshot it or even open it until the camcorder I ordered from Amazon arrives next week. I didn't know I'd be dealing with this, you guys. Being single is crazy. I didn't want to be single. I loved being married. I loved all of it, everything, except for my husband. That dude is a piece of shit. My ex-husband broke up with me, and he moved out, and then he used Apple TV to stream screenshots of sext messages with his new girl and send them to my living room TV. It was horrible. It was the worst thing I've ever seen. I came home alone to watch a movie, and instead I got all his dirty messages. And for the first time ever, I was like, fuck, I really regret buying the bigger TV. Like, this is really something you want to find on an iPhone 4, you know? And I started reading it, and her name is Paloma, which is a nice name. It's Spanish, but I guess you can get it up. But as I tell you guys this story, I want to be clear, I am not knocking Paloma, okay? First of all, this is not her fault. Second of all, I got to know Paloma very well. And let me tell you, that girl is sexy as hell, and she was bringing her A game, all right? Amazing. Like, if I get in a sexting relationship, I'm going right back to her messages and lifting what she wrote. Like, I wouldn't know what to say. I'm not even good in bed, so I'm lazy, and I've been trying to rebrand as submissive, and nobody's buying it. So when this came in, at first I was like, oh my God, maybe I kind of want to be Paloma. She's so hot. And then I'm like, no, I don't want to be her. I want to fuck her. She's amazing. She's so good at sexting, but it turns out my husband, not so much. This was a one-sided talent show with Paloma doing all the heavy lifting. Like, Paloma wrote all these hot messages to him about what she was going to do next time she saw him. And I cannot quote it, because you guys will just get up and start fucking right now. But he's super hot. And he responded to this. He responded with 3 celebrate emojis. Just boo, woo, woo. I'm like, why would you put that in a sext message? Dude, it literally would have been hotter if you called her on the phone and played an air horn at her. I'm not an expert in sexting, but just go to the fruit and vegetable section and pick something. Then she wrote more hot stuff to him, and this time he writes back and he goes, wow, I'm going to be so horny all day tomorrow, it's a good thing I don't have any meetings. I'm like, hey man, Paloma does not care about your meeting schedule. You're just showing her you're underutilized at work. But more importantly, why the hell aren't you gonna be horny until tomorrow? What's happening tonight? I'm like, dude, this is the worst night of my life, and I am double fisting vibrators right now. And when this all came in, I was so hurt and so upset, and for the longest time, I was like, I need revenge, and it has to be murder. But the thing is, we're here tonight, and we're filming, and now I'm gonna be able to stream my limp dick jokes to his TV. Thank you guys so much. I'm Liz Stone.
A test. This is rock and roll.
Let's
get ready to rumble.
This is Bud Ole from the Mighty Mighty Grouse Bears, and you're listening to the Liam Burke Podcast.
Feeling all alone when the fire of love can't build no home. I can't. Yeah, Mr. Jesse Ray Smith with Lone Wolf. And before that, we had Liz Stone. And I hadn't planned on playing at all, but I decided to just get into it as she was going. It was brilliant. Now, you might hear in the tones of my voice that I am stuffed with a head cold at the minute. I do apologise if it comes across as crap on the podcast, so I apologise for that out and out. But I'm going to try and continue and, give you a little bit of detail. I might just stay back in the background and just let the music do all the talking for me this week. Anyway, we'll see how it goes. That song there, Jesse Ray Smith's Lone Wolf, it was going between videos on Instagram and it came up. And I said, yeah, it's pretty cool. So I wanted to play that. So that's why I sent it there. And that's how most of my work comes for this podcast each week. It is, of course, from, stuff just happening as you're listening to different podcasts or music or looking at videos or stuff like that. And it just gives you the opportunity to find people like that. And it's absolutely cracking track. And I have a little bit of info on Jesse himself. You just have to bear with me. I'll just have to take off these glasses for one second. I was raised in an artistic small town, suburb of Marin County, a few miles and a full generation removed from hippie movement that swept through San Francisco in the late 60s. From Fleetwood Mac's Rumours to Stevie's songs in the Key of Life, many great records came out of Marin County. Fueled by the local, by musical prowess of legendary concert promoter Bill Graham. This was my home, and these legends were part of the infrastructure that sustained us. Although my parents weren't big deadheads, the catalogue ran deep, exposing me to vast collection of great records and artists. Whether it was Graceland, Ziggy Stardust, or the Dark Side of the Moon, a record was always playing the music. Was a very pleasant part of my life. So if you want to check out more, you can go to it's Jesse Ray Smith, and go and check him out on Google. Fantastic. I absolutely love the music. I've been listening to a couple of other tracks, which I might play over the next few weeks as well. Anyway, we're into the new year. Happy New Year to you, one and all. And as I said, I do apologise for the tones of my voice, and I do hope that it's not too taxing on you. Anyway, you listen to the Liam Burke Show, and speaking of one of them albums, Dark Side of the Moon, I want to play a track, and here is that track, and it's Pink Floyd, Comfortably Numb. It's going to be a lot of just, easygoing music to get us into the mood of this new 2023. So here we are, Comfortably Numb with Pink Floyd.
Lips move, but I can't. From Star Trek, James Doohan.
I'm Magic Johnson, yeah, the ex-basketball player. Yeah, that's me.
This is Geraldo Rivera.
Hello, I'm Samuel L. Jackson. I love
you.
You're damn right.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man. Behind blue eyes, no one knows what it's like to be hated, to be faded, to telling only lies. But my dreams, they aren't as empty as my conscience. Love is vengeance that's never free. No one knows what it's like to feel these feelings like I do, and I blame you. No one bites back as hard on their anger. None of my pain or woe can show through. But my dreams, they are
vengeance that's never free. Crack it open before I use it and lose my cool. When I smile, tell me some bad news before I laugh and act like a fool. And if I swallow anything evil, put your finger down my throat. And if I shiver, please give me a blanket. Keep me warm, let me wear your coat. No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, the sad man behind blue eyes.
Yeah, there you go, The Who and Behind Blue Eyes. Fantastic song. I love that song, and it's something about it that always takes me back in time. Always does. And just one of them songs. And funny, growing up I wouldn't have been a Who fan for the simple reason that they were, I suppose, more known as mod and all that kind of stuff. But as the years went on, everyone got into The Who and everyone loved them. Excuse me. Just have to wipe the old snotty nose. Sorry, I have to tell you about that as well. Well, I don't have to tell you about it, but you know what I'm saying. Like, it does happen like that. Anyway, I'll try and shut up because I know I can hear it in my own earphones that my voice is not really the best, and it's probably coming across as very muffled the whole time. So I'll try and just keep going with the music. And here is the Dirty Doves on the Liam Burke Show and Lucky Penny.
I was walking down the street, saw Penny on the ground. Must have been my luck that day, 'cause it was facing down. So I flipped it on the other side, and maybe someone else will come around. I hope someone with an empty cup stumbles along and finds that penny heads up. Oh, with a heart that's sinking, may you find that little Lincoln. This is a song I found from a penny on the ground. Have all you want in this world, yet not have anything. To give is what you got, baby, as long as you have a song to sing. I hold someone with an empty cup stumbles along and finds that penny heads up. Soul with a heart that's sinking, may you find that little Lincoln. This is a song I found from a penny. We'll be right back.
a penny on the ground.
Yeah, there you go. That's the Dirty Doves and Lucky Penny. Now, I want to say thank you to a lot of my musician friends that last week when I made the show for Christmas, New Year's Eve, I just tried to get all of the locals that I know in. And I got lovely messages back from Roy Shields, from Tony Smith, from Paul McCann, from Des Murphy, and from Jordan Dennis. And it's just been fantastic. And I really do think that we've a lot of talent in this locality up this neck of the woods. And I do hope you agree with me. But the lads were just phenomenal. And Jim Bates as well. It's just great to get a word back off them and to see that. And just loving having them part of the show. And there'll always be new music coming up from them guys, because they're just a world of talent. And it's fantastic. Anyway, yes, I'll stop yagging around, because otherwise you'll just hear me keep talking and saying, I can't hear him. He's going bop, 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 the whole time. Sorry about that. I do apologise. Anyway, you're listening to the Liam Burke Show with me, Stuffy Liam, on this week's Liam Burke Show podcast. And here is the Rival Sons with Secret. We'll be right back. Yeah, there you go. The Rival Sons and Secret. It's just, I do like them. I've started listening to a lot more of them, and I do like them. Excuse me. Pretty much like this band here. Oh, what's going on here? Is that the releasing itself? So that's what happens when you don't pay attention. And sorry, my head's all over the place with this. This is another band I really do like, and you know I like them because I play them an awful lot. It's Dead South, and here's from an album, Sugar and Joy. It's called Broken Cowboy.
Dirty road, but a box full of gold. And I've been out here now, all on my own. It's real quiet here, just the way I like it here. There's no one to bother me. Born into a Dina's pride, I laid my hand on that Milligan Creek bed. When I was a young man, I helped build this land. Though I put down these rails as a sepia man. Thought I'd live forever with my heart in my pocket, on my gun by my side, and my feelings in a locket. That was a cold year in 77, but I married my wife. We had two kids. Gave her a daughter, she gave me a son. No, we rode those damn horses until we had none. Fists still like flying, doing things for dying. No, I should have put that old gun away. But I am a broken cowboy, and I don't feel right no more, 'cause I fast lane, racing cars and robbing trains. I thought I had it all, and then one day I got the call. Father's worst dream, my son went down, and me as I see gray. Oh, yeah, gun me down with those cold words you're saying. Then you call me brother, but this this can't be so, 'cause you slander my name anywhere the wind will blow. I don't feel right no more, 'cause I am a broken cowboy. Yes, I am a broken cowboy. Dirty road, a pocket full of gold. Now I've been out here now, all on my own. Well, it's real quiet here, just the way I like it here. There's no one to bother me except that old daunting tree.
Yeah, the Dead South and Broken Cowboy. Absolutely love that band. I really do. And someday I hope to get to see them somewhere along the line. Now it's time for more comedy. And this time around we have the one and only Joe Lycett with Buying in London and Scammers.
Introduction. I'm from Birmingham. Anyone from Birmingham in? Hello. I don't have the accent because I was born better. Yes, I live with my mum and dad in quite a posh area of Birmingham. We have a Waitrose. You get the idea. I was outside the Waitrose the other day. I saw a squirrel eating a croissant. It's a bit much for me. Oh, and we've got an Aldi now as well. That's caused upset in the local area, but I love it because I like a place where you can buy a pint of milk and a wheelbarrow wheel in the same shop. But I'm moving out. I've just bought a house, not in London, because I'm not a Russian oligarch. I've born in Birmingham. People in London, like, they don't understand what it's like to live in Birmingham. Friends of mine in London, they say, what's it like living in Birmingham? I'm like, oh, the poverty. You wouldn't believe it. I have to walk 5 miles for the nearest vegan restaurant. It's unbelievable. These friends of mine, they've just bought a house in London, in Lewisham. Now, if you don't know London, it's sort of quite south. I like Lewisham, but it's not central London. £640,000 for a 2-bed house they paid for. They were like, Joe, move to London. I said, like, let me just see what I get in Birmingham for £640,000. Put it into Right Move. The first thing that came up was a church. The same amount of money you bought a 2-bed. So I bought a 4-bed in an up-and-coming area of Birmingham, whether it'll up or come, I'm not sure. £280,000, so a lot cheaper, but it needs a lot of work doing to it. Like, it's a dump, basically. And my dad has taken over as project manager, and he's become an absolute cliche of a father. Like, he'll go up to things like this. He'll go up to that's just anything in the house. Like, he'll go... Yeah. Won't tell me what's happened. What were you doing there? I don't understand. There's an official reason why he's the project manager, which is that I'm too busy. I'm too busy to do the works myself, coordinate the works. The real reason is I can't speak to tradesmen. Look at my nails. Drew speaks to the electrician over WhatsApp. He doesn't like an emoji. So, yes, I was interested about the buying a house thing in London because a friend of mine was trying to buy here. He found somewhere on Gumtree, he was looking for on Gumtree, did a bit of emailing back and forth with this girl on Gumtree, realised pretty quickly that this is a scam. And so he sent all the emails that he'd done already over to me and just put in the subject line, do your absolute worst. So the girl who was trying to advertise this property, her name was Gemma. So I just started a fresh email. I wrote, hello, Gemma, I'm contacting you regarding the apartment listed on Gumtree. I'm interested in a viewing and wanted to arrange regarding... Joe Lycett. This is the reply that I got. Hello, Mr. Joe. The flat is situation in the London borough of Islington, a beautiful area with park and facilities. I had a look on Google Maps for the nearest facilities. They are Pentonville Prison. In order to do the viewing, I would need to come to you from my residence in Stockholm. This is obviously very expensive for me, so I need assurance that you are interested and have available funding. I need you to pay a deposit of $220, which you will have returned to you immediately on viewing. This is to be arranged by my trusted partner, money2india.eu. Seems legit. I will also need your current address to send documentation too. Please contact me to arrange. Thanks, Gemma. So I thought I'll just start off with just a slightly weird reply. I replied, "Hi, Gemma. Thanks for your speedy reply. What a coincidence that you are in Stockholm. I am on holiday there right now." It wasn't, of course. I was in my garden in Birmingham having a glass of Prosecco. Let's meet and discuss and arrange the viewing. My current address is 118 New Oxford Street, London, WC1A1HL. That is the address of a Dorothy Perkins. Regards, Joe Lysick, she replied, "Mr. Joe, I'm not currently in Stockholm, actually, but I'm on business for the next 3 weeks in Berlin. The best way to secure a viewing is to pay the deposit using money2india.eu. Thank you, Gemma." So I thought, I'll just turn the weirdness up ever so slightly more. Guten Tag, Frau Gemma! That is so crazy! I just booked a holiday to Berlin next week. Where are you staying? I can't wait to meet you. I also put, "Ich weiß, das ist ein Betrug," which is German for, "I know this is a scam." Thanks, Joe. She didn't spot it. She replied, "Mr. Joe, I will be very busy in Berlin and will not be able to see you. You must pay the deposit or I cannot secure the viewing. Thank you, Gemma." So I left it a couple of days and then I replied, "Gemma, I'm here. Where are you?" And I have been to Berlin about 2 years ago on a holiday, so I attached this picture of me at Potsdamer Platz just to give it a sense of realism, you know. Pull the willies up ever so slightly. She replied, "Mr. Joe, I am no longer in Berlin on business. If you would like a viewing, you need to pay the deposit." So I replied, "Gemma, what a pity. I suppose I will have to pay the deposit. I hope you don't mind, but I have an old friend who works at the FBI, and I'm just going to ask him to do a quick check to make sure this isn't a scam. Thanks, Joe." Very quick reply to that one. "Mr. Joe, the property is no longer available, sadly, so the check will not be possible. Please confirm you've received this." I didn't reply. I got another one. "Mr. Joe, did you receive my last email?" To be honest, I got quite a few of these. Some of them quite manic and bold, this kind of thing. "Mr. Joe, I'm available." Really panicked. I left it another couple of days, and I replied, "Frau Gemma, in order to secure cancellation of FBI check, I need you to pay me deposit of $300 through my trusted partner, money2joe.org. Thank you so much for being so lovely. Have a great rest of your show. I was Joe Lysick. See you again.
Hi, this is Gene Simmons of KISS.
Hey, this is Goldust. Goldust.
Hello, this is Crispin Glover.
All right, my name is Ted Nugent.
I am Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, this ODB, Dirk McGurk.
What's happening? Straight out of Detroit, Rock City. This is Kid Rock, and you are listening
to the Liam Burke Show.
See my friends coming, riding many a mile. Friends, you get some silver, you get a little gold. What did you bring me, my dear friends? Keep me from the gallows pole. What did you bring me? Keep me from the gallows pole. Silver, I couldn't get no gold. You know that we're too damn poor from the gallows pole. Hangman, hangman, hold it a little while. I think I see my brother coming riding many a mile. Brother, you give me some silver. You get a little gold. And what did you bring me, my brother? Keep me from the gallows pole.
Yeah, there you go. Led Zeppelin and Gallows Pole on the Liam Burke Show. Now, a good friend of ours over the last number of years, well, we were lucky enough to meet her back in, when was it? I think 2014 was the first time I ever met her. She started coming over. She's a photographer and a rock critic that was coming from Berlin, coming from Germany many moons ago. She followed Rory Gallagher over the years. And she, she was a great advocate of his. Everything that had to be done, she pushed to get it done. She loved Rory. She loved seeing him in concert. She's seen him. She interviewed him so many different times. She took photographs. Just phenomenal. And we were lucky enough up in the Rory Gallagher Ballyshannon Festival to have met Bibi so many times. And I just learned recently that that I think on the 23rd of December, she lost her battle with cancer. I didn't even know that the woman was sick because of the last 2 years or 3 years with COVID. I didn't see her, and I didn't see her this year when I went up to. I only went up on Sunday morning, and I was back Sunday evening, so I didn't get to see too many people. So I just put it down to that, but I didn't realise that she was she must have been bad at that stage as well. But I met her over the many years that we were up and down, and she always had a smile, always a friendly chat, and loved the music, loved being around everyone that was there. And everyone loved being around her because she was just so full of life. And unfortunately, as I said, she lost a battle with cancer on the 23rd of December last year. So I want to play this song for that young lady, Bridget Bibi Lehman, RIP. And I don't even know if she has tattoos, but I'm sure she does. But this one is especially for Bridget. It is Tattooed Lady, Rory Gallagher.
Baby, wonder what made me fall for the pearly queen. Well, I
There you go. That's especially for Bridget Beebe Lehman, as we always knew her as Beebe. And I don't know if she ever had a tattoo, but I'm sure she did. But she's up interviewing Rory Gallagher in the sky now. Anyway, so up in heaven. Yes. R.I.P. Beebe. See you in the next life. Anyway, a couple of more tracks before I finish off this weekend and take my dulcet mumblings away from you for this week. And here is Jethro Tull with Aqualung.
Salvation and a mode and a cup of tea. can't you start away uneasy? You poor old sod, you see it's only me.
There you go, Jethro Tull and Aqualung. And if you listen to the first part of that song, you'll actually hear where they're talking about snots running down his nose. And they weren't talking about me, because at first I did think they were talking about me. But no, definitely not. Not everything revolves around me, and I have to accept that. I'm kidding. Right, time for me to leave and start fixing up my nose, my block nose, and trying to get things working. And I do hope you have a great start to the new year. Liam Burke signing off on the Liam Burke Show, and I'm going to leave you with a track from CCR with Someday Never Comes. Take it easy, stay safe, talk to you all soon, mind yourselves, see you next week. Held his hand, saying.